Well, Coach, kind of getting a little update from you when it comes to the Forging Our Future project. I know there's been some movement and definitely some positive things going on here recently with it.
Yeah, we're super excited about where things are going, the direction things have taken. And, you know, we're to the point now where phase one is fully funded, and we announced that here just recently. And so our goal is to have the athletic facility completed by August 1st. Again, that would house our golf simulator, our new wrestling practice room, and our new district weight room, which we desperately need. We're kind of busting at the seams in our current facility, and a lot of equipment has kind of become outdated. And this new weight room, new equipment is going to kind of put us in the spot where we need to be. And it's just kind of interesting going around and visiting some places from Eastern Illinois University to Triad High School and Mascoutah High School and to some neighboring districts to kind of see what they're working with versus what we're working with. And it's just super exciting to think about the opportunities our kids are going to have, and not just in athletics, but also in our PE department, which I know they do a lot of strength and fitness days, and they'll be able to use that facility. And so just super excited to announce that, and really looking forward to finishing that building off here, kind of the stretch run, and get moved in and see the excitement on our kids' faces.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like you said, this is something that's going to benefit everybody.
Yeah, that's our goal. That's kind of why we stacked it first, you know, in the process. We go to, you know, raise money. We tried to prioritize what we thought we'd get the most benefit for the most people. And then we kind of went from there. And obviously this building was at the top. And, you know, not only is it going to benefit, you know, at the high school level, then you think about the wrestling practice facility will improve the conditions for kids clubs. So that's benefiting elementary kids, and as well as, you know, like I said, the golf team, and you know, with the cardio and fitness room there, kind of a wide range of people, and also our staff will be able to use it too. And so those are things that we're excited about, the opportunities and what that building brings, to kind of have so many things in the one spot. We'll be excited. And like I said, we're, you know, anxiously waiting. Things and materials have been ordered, and we're to the point now where they're working on electrical and lighting and some of the ceiling work, and some of that's already begun with the grids and things going in for the drop ceilings and then flooring, and then we'll be able to get our equipment and furnish everything out. So it's going to be a mad dash to the finish, but like I said, we kind of set a goal of August 1st for ourselves to kind of open the facility, and obviously when we get to that point, we'll organize some type of open house for people to come and check it out and kind of show off what we've been working towards and the excitement that we're at.
Yeah, and definitely getting it done before the start of the school year, the new school year coming up. That's huge too, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll be ideal. Give us time to get moved, you know, in the summer and kind of get over there and transition over there and have it to use. And yeah, I think that the timing will be good, and hopefully we can kind of hold to that timeline. And like I said, we'll be anxious to make the move and then carry on with other endeavors and other parts of our project.
You know, Coach, it's kind of interesting when you talk about the project. This is a huge step. This was step one, but it's not necessarily the one that catches people's ears sometimes, is it? You know, when there's turf and there's other things like that, this is a huge step. But sometimes some of the other things seem to catch their attention a little bit more, with maybe being a little bit more flashy thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's different, obviously different interests and different things within our community. And I think like you said, the coolest thing about this phase one part is we really feel like it's going to benefit all of our students, you know, from our PE classes to all, you know, our Girls Elevate program with their strength and conditioning training that they're doing for their athletics. And then obviously our strength and conditioning program for our boys sports. And, you know, we kind of pushed into spring phase, and we have, you know, like, you know, close to 60 boys that are utilizing the weight room 3 days a week. And you know, we have good participation amongst our girls, especially those that are out of season right now. And so it's just exciting to see that potential grow. I think that, You know, it's one of those things where you takes time to build a culture of work and you know, just teaching kids to strive for better and that, you know, want to provide them the facilities and the environment where they can achieve, you know, at a higher level. So if we can give our kids a competitive advantage or, you know, increase their either athletic potential or their ability to become more physically fit, then those are things that, you know, will be beneficial for the future and beyond high school. So, yeah, looking forward to kind of how it'll impact a multitude of kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talked about other facilities, and when you look at other facilities, maybe with, you know, within our conference and things like that, where's this going to put us going forward?
Yeah, I would think we're going to be at the top. You know, we're right now, I would say we're near the bottom. I feel like we're kind of getting it done with what we have. You know, and I think this is going to be a chance to say, you know, now we have something that's really special for, you know, for a school our size and something we can be super proud of. And I think, you know, the kids take a lot of pride in the things that they do and the things that they work for. And I think that this is just another thing that they'll be able to take pride in and really our community. You know, people have helped, you know, large and small and given donations and done things to help us get to this point, kind of seen the vision and of what we're trying to do. And, you know, like some people have given, you know, large amounts and some small, but it all kind of adds up to getting us to where we want to be. And it's just going to be exciting to celebrate with everyone. And just when that day comes, we can cut the ribbon and open it up and kind of show off what people have kind of come together to create. And like I said, I think it's going to be a total game changer for our school and our district. And I'm excited to see that day come for sure.
Coach, looking past step one at the next steps, kind of update us, remind us where we're going next after this.
Yeah, phase two and phase three kind of address the football field area and the tennis courts and kind of recent conversations based on safety concerns and the current state of the lights at the football field. It's kind of been deemed that got a little higher priority now. So they're actually going to go at the conclusion of track, and we'll have new lights at the football field for next season, which has, you know, been needed for quite a while now. Then, like I said, it got to the point where there was concerns about the safety and not really being able to be repaired or being put into a better condition. So they're going to be replaced, and like I said, that'll go this summer, and then. Had a lot of conversations recently about the tennis courts and I think we're getting a direction there and we kind of changed our goal a little bit there. I mean, I think the goal now is to try to create a space where we can get six courts into one area here over at the high school and just talking to some tennis people, I think that would be the dream situation to be able to play all your singles matches in one location, not have courts in two different places where kids are shuttling back and forth. So we're learning more about what that's going to cost, and we have some funds allocated towards that, and trying to figure out how we're going to get there the rest of the way. It seems like we've gained some traction there, so hoping that we can work towards those tennis courts very soon here, and then also not to mention the concession bathroom building there at the football field. We know is going to need work, and then also those home bleachers. Those are all things that are on the list, you know, that are priorities. So those are kind of things we're focused on, and where we gain the most ground, we'll go there next. I think that, like I said, there's been a lot of conversations revolving around the tennis courts and what we can do to provide something that's playable and that we can be proud of in our community, and then also the potential of a couple of those courts being kind of dual marked for pickleball. So I know that's something that's got a lot of interest, and a lot of people started playing pickleball. So not only tennis, but also have that ability. And like I said, to have six courts in one spot has become our new goal. And like I said, it's one we think we're going to achieve. And hopefully we get it achieved in the very near future. And we can have something, you know, here that we can be proud of too, as far as courts and be proud to host things and you know, not only host things and play here, but also have something in our community that people can access and you know, maybe people will pick up the sport of tennis for the first time because of a new facility that allows, you know, is friendly to people to come and play, and it's nice and something that they can access and utilize.
It also sounds like, you know, and this is anytime you've got a big project like this with a big vision and it's going to take time, you also have to be flexible a little bit, don't you? Because sometimes those plans are going to change, or you find out that maybe this way is better than what you had planned originally.
Yeah, I think there's been several of those experiences. You know, I think about the building, you know, is phase one, and how many different times things have been tweaked or changed a little bit to try to create a better product. And, you know, I think that, you know, there's a situation where I think a lot of people are taking pride on doing things the right way and not just finding a way to get by. And, you know, something that's going to be, you know, long-lasting and a solution for years and years to come, and not just finding a way to get it done, to be done with it. And then, you know, in a few years, you just kind of push the rock down the road. So I think that, you know, there's a lot of people and, you know, from the board to administration, the coaches, that are taking a lot of pride in that, and you know, I think that we've had some good help on that and a lot of good ideas. So yeah, I think you got to have yourself open to kind of changes along the way to make things better, and there's always, you know, an element of things that are unexpected. So I think that you know, being able to announce that phase one is fully funded allows our committee to kind of shift towards the other parts and start driving towards getting the other parts done and as fast as possible.
And it's, you know, for folks, and there may be a few like this that said, I'm going to hold back on getting involved until they get maybe one phase done. So for anybody like that that wants to get involved, how could they do so at this point?
Well, I mean, they can contact me via email or at the high school. You know, either way, or my email is on the school website, and they can call the high school office and get in touch, and we can discuss, you know, what their interest is. Obviously, if people have an interest in a certain part, you know, say that they're a fan of tennis and that's what they care about, then, you know, they can allocate funds directly to that project and learn more about that project and what we're trying to accomplish and how we think it's going, and be glad to share with people. And it's always fun to talk about these things. And you know, if it's something where, you know, the concessions, the bathroom, the football field area is something that they feel strongly about, then they could definitely get involved there too. So, you know, like I said, it's all things that we expect to happen in the near future, just, you know, time and money, and those things sometimes can be constraints. But like I said, I think we have a really strong group and people that care and have stepped up and pushed. And I think we're going to continue to make that push. And, you know, there's no reason why we can't have nice things and have the things that other communities have and be proud of it. And when we get there,